So we're doing Shaarei Kedusha, and the Shaarei Kedusha had explained to us that after Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, so the Eitz Hadas affected his body and his nefesh, so as that they were both composed of good and bad. That is what the snake put into them, both into the body and into the nefesh. So we have to explain what is this good and bad that got mixed into them. We said I'm reading and translating or just translating. And take a look at what I'll write later in the third section, the second and third gate. And then you'll understand what I'm saying here. I mean, you got to look in the future. But he's going to say it in short here. When they sinned with the fruit of knowledge of good and bad, this mixture caused all of the worlds that there's nothing that doesn't have this mixture. Everything is now going to be mixed with good and bad. There's nothing you could look at and say, that's good alone, or that's bad alone. Everything became a mixture in the world. Beforehand, good and bad were separate. Their eating from the fruit caused the world to change. Now there was nothing left in the world that had only good, nor anything that had only bad. Everything was a mixture. So the human body, made of the four base elements, and we said those four base elements also have potential for good and bad. They have the mixture, so the body is also composed of those good and bad in the four elements. So you take the bad of the four elements and you have the bitter parts of the body, right? And when the bad parts of these elements start acting up, that's when a person becomes sick. And if it acts up too much, that's when a person dies. So far, so good. The world became a mixture of good and bad. Good and bad became a mixture in everything in the world, including the human body, the physical. And now there is this constant struggle between good and bad since they ate from the forbidden fruit. Okay? We'll pick up here next time, Ezra Hashem.